What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Good morning, millennials, and welcome back to The Toast. Happy Wednesday. Hope everybody's having a great day thus far. I am.
You are?
My leg kind of hurts.
Oh, how hard for you.
Yeah, my leg really, really hurts.
Turdy's going through a tough time, you guys.
Yeah, just like Turdy down.
Turdy down.
Turdy out.
Yeah.
And I'm actually not having a great day. Today's the day I'm leaving.
I know.
There's a somber energy that's come over the house. Dare I say a gray cloud.
So mentally and physically.
Strained.
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 Yeah.
And I'm like racing home to get to my book club. It's like going to be so chaotic.
But you finished your book.
I finished my book. Yeah.
I haven't read it in so long because I'm still 50% through A Court of Thorns and Roses.
ACOTAR,
yeah, because I can't remember what it stands for. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish it because soon I have to start reading for the Redheads. And we're reading The Fourth Wing, which is similar to ACOTAR, but I think better because I haven't heard one
complaint,
foul word about Fourth Wing. So I don't know what's going to happen between ACOTAR and I.
Yikes.
But I really just want to finish it just to finish it.
Just to, like, you know,
check it off the good
read your, yeah, towards your count.
Like, I put 50% in.
No, you have to finish it.
I have to get 50% out.
Get to work.
I guess so. I just haven't picked up my Kindle since I gave birth.
I hadn't picked up my Kindle all month, like, until I had to read for book club. It just, like, wasn't a big reading month.
Maybe I need to switch to a smaller Kindle right now. Maybe it's, like, the idea of holding Charles and my big-ass Kindle Scribe.
Yeah.
They're two heavy items.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a Sophie's choice.
It's very much not.
Yeah.
It's very much not. Who had a choice? Oh, Irina's choice. That's a good, that's when you have two good choices.
Oh, Irina's shake.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's when you have two good choices.
Okay, so that's like kind of the opposite of a Deandra's choice.
Yeah.
Irina's choice. Like a
an embarrassment of riches.
Exactly.
So I guess between a Kindle and a baby, I have an Irina's choice.
Oh. And for me, between, you know, being here with you and Bruno and being home with Theo, that's also an Irina's choice.
It is. If you look at the world through the lens of Irina,
life's about joy. Life's about pain.
Speaking of Bruno, he's here today.
Speaking of Bruno, he is here today.
And he is providing his mommy with some very necessary body heat.
Let's talk about what's going on in your studio. Like, the icicles forming on the edge of my nipples are real. It's 1 degree in this place.
It's so cold. It's colder than it's ever been.
And it's been cold all week.
It's like, always cold because, as we discussed, podcasting is a physical sport.
100%.
Not an Olympic sport, but it should be.
So when people ask, like, Claudia, do you work out? Yeah.
Yeah.
I podcast daily. Sometimes twice. Sometimes thrice.
Sometimes vlog.
Sometimes vlog. Sometimes, yeah.
Actually, this is a vlog, too, technically. We vlog every day.
We're so, like, we're on-camera correspondents. We're literally, like, famous. We're just famous, you know?
Constantly on camera.
We're famous.
So is Bru. So what I was going to say
was
that Bru is providing his mommy with some really necessary
body. How nice for you. Heat. I mean, you're the one wearing a big old sweatshirt. Like, I'm over here freezing.
Well, I could bestow upon you something that I know that you want.
I looked before there was a blanket. I didn't see it. You guys, it's 1 degree. Give me that. Why have you been hiding it?
I just didn't want to lean over.
Oh.
I'm having a cramp.
Oh. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
We had such a gorgeous night last night. Like, it's really fun living in a house.
Isn't it?
Because, like, of course, you could do the same things that you do
in an apartment.
In an apartment, like, read, spend time with family, eat, watch TV. But in a house, we're like, should we read outside? You know, there's just, like, different places.
Different nooks.
To do your favorite activities.
Mm-hmm.
So last night we decided to eat ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
and watch TV in Jackie's room. It was delightful.
It was. It was really cozy and sweet.
And Bruno was there, of course.
Of course, and Charles.
And Charles.
Harry was already sleeping.
That's why, like, it was like, what's the point?
But we were watching Magnolia Table, and it was thundering and lightning like crazy.
Such a good vibe.
It was such a good vibe. And I'm loving watching Magnolia Table. Like, that's my content vibe right now, cooking shows. But as we've discovered over the last few days, there's really a gap in the market for cooking shows. They kind of all suck.
Well, this is what we've been talking about for decades. Joe. This is what we've been talking about for decades. Like, this shift at the Food Network to competition shows, baking, bake-offs. Like, they don't make just classic woman on camera in her kitchen type of shows anymore.
Yeah.
It's always got an edge.
Of course, we could go back and watch the old episodes because they used to make a million of them. But now watching content from like 15 years ago, it's not premium.
Yeah, let me tell you what's wrong with all of them. Barefoot Contessa, her camera's blurry. Like, literally.
From a million years
ago. It's 20 years ago at this point. And honestly,
the recipes are like too fast paced. It's like, I want to relax. I want to watch you do the whole process.
They're not fast paced, in my opinion. They're not good. Like, it's just not what I would want to eat.
That's also a problem.
Because Joanna Gaines mostly cooks for her kids. I find myself, like, every episode, there's something I would eat there, you know?
Yeah.
And then we watched Rachel Ray last night. And I hate to speak ill of Queen Rachel Ray because she's actually someone I deeply admire and respect. But her cooking show is chaos. Like, it's, and I understand why she, you know, she's under the gun. It's 30 minute meals. She's making a meal for her family weeknights.
There's a gun to her head.
And you know what?
If she doesn't hit that 30 minutes,
she's not hiding it well. Like, she's panicked. Everything is running, jumping, scraping. Like, it's not relaxing to watch whatsoever. And Jackie warned me. She's like, you're not going to like Rachel Ray. She's a chaos machine. And I'm like, you don't know Rachel like I know her.
Claudia, I'm having deja vu because literally years ago on The Toast.
We had this conversation?
I had this conversation. I was telling you about how Rachel Ray is chaotic. And you were like, no, because you love her. And you like,
I have like a weird.
You speak so highly of her.
I think I like have fond memories of like watching her. I think she had 30 minute meals was always on at Grammy's house.
Okay.
Like, and I just remember like laying in those big leather chairs. Like, I feel a nostalgia to Rachel, and I'm not ashamed of that.
Okay, but you just are constantly defending her. Wow. And it's funny because you literally sound like me verbatim. If someone could go and find that clip, or if you just watched it recently while we were on hiatus, like, I literally am talking about how Rachel Ray is chaotic. And her 30-minute meals.
Congrats.
No, it's just like, we're simpatico.
Congrats.
We're simpatico. It's me saying
you
we're
said it first. Add it to the list.
That's not what I was saying.
Add it to the list.
I certainly will, but that's not what I was saying.
Well, it doesn't change the fact that Rachel Ray, like, is chaos.
No, it doesn't. But that's just like, you missed my whole point. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Oh, she's annoying today.
Congratulations.
She's annoying. Congrats. This mama got up, nursed three times to sit with.
I got up too. Like, I got up too. I'm not in my own home. I'm using like trash CVS makeup. Like, I'm here too.
What happened to your makeup that I got from Olivia's?
You know what's, do you notice this in the different temperatures here? Does your makeup like in Florida, like feel different when you put it on than in New York?
No.
Like, everything I have in my makeup kit, like my foundation's like chunky. Everything feels like it's like separating. It just feels like different climate, like, is affecting how the makeup sits in its tubes.
Do you not think it's because it's old? Like, it's 6 months to a year old?
It's all my makeup is like old. Like, I don't buy like everything new. Like, I use things forever.
Yeah.
And it's not like that old. And it's, especially like, I keep buying new stuff. I just feel like when I put on makeup here, it's different.
That's interesting. I haven't had that experience. And I had like my New York makeup and my Florida makeup when I came back. I've been using both and I haven't noticed a difference. So on that, we're not simpatico.
I just feel like it's like chunky. Is it possible, like with the climate? But like, your house is so cold. Like,
my house is so cold.
I'm surprised my makeup doesn't have like icicles on it.
You can't blame the climate.
No, I can't. I just feel like, I don't know, something's amiss.
I think maybe it's old.
But it's not. Like, every time I'm here, I go buy new makeup. Like,
from where?
From everywhere. Like, whenever I went to the mall. Like, I'm always like, you know, keeping my kit fresh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you're going through that.
It's been tough, and Rachel Ray's been no help.
But Joanna has.
That was the point. We landed, like, Joanna Gaines is really kind of the only cooking show worth watching. Like, we've done the research.
Yeah.
So you don't have to.
We kind of need more new cooking shows.
We need more women in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what.
Back into the kitchen.
That's what I've been saying for years. Like, women belong in the kitchen.
Could you imagine marketing a cooking show by a man?
Yeah, like Emeril. Mario.
It's not the vibe.
What's his name? Mario. Badali.
Badescu.
No.
He's canceled.
Mario Badescu is makeup, skincare.
But he's canceled.
And Mario Batali, yeah, he had some scandal at his restaurant.
I thought on his show.
No, I think it was like staff from his restaurant. Yeah, it was staff from his restaurant.
But he was also on a show, like a morning show about food. Like Taste the Chew. The Day.
The Chew or something.
And he was doing stuff.
Damn.
But I have no idea what that stuff is.
I'm just saying.
Because like, I haven't followed
there
his
have
career.
Been men chefs.
No, I can recognize
but
that.
But we both, I know what we're both saying. The kitchen is a place for a woman.
And I don't want to watch a man on TV in the kitchen.
Yeah, I just think like if you have hairy knuckles, like you really shouldn't.
You shouldn't be kneading my dough.
No, like, you get your hands out of my food. Like, get your hands out of my food with your hairy knuckles.
I totally agree. So writing and cooking
are for the girls.
Leave it to the women.
Yeah. And we'll see what else is for the women as we continue on with today's show.
Yes, we shall.
This has been a rough week for stories.
Has it?
I mean, I chose them like 2 days and I actually just don't like choosing the stories.
It's so a maybe, lot of pressure.
Maybe that's it.
Heavy is the head that chooses the stories.
Yeah, but I feel like for me, I'm always concerned. Like I want our episodes to be long and like full of good tangents and stuff. So if I'm choosing the stories, that usually means you're not here. And if I'm choosing the stories, like
if you're choosing the stories,
the other person like doesn't know, like the story is like a launch pad. Like we don't have to talk about the story. Like right. Let's talk about ourselves.
Right.
So if they don't recognize that, like I'm just left with this crap story.
Yeah. And you have to treat it like a real story.
Right. But if it's like a gorgeous story, me and the co-host could talk about it endlessly. But I just like, I need people to like get the, with the program. Like the stories are just like a merely a launching pad for us to dive into other topics. Like, you know, whatever that may be. So that's why I personally hate choosing the story. It's like, if you choose a bad story, like we're going to find a way to talk about whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't
whatever.
Matter.
It doesn't affect the length.
You know that it's not about the stories here.
And it's never been about the stories here.
Never. That's why they're the fast five. We're trying to get them over
I
with.
Can't get through them quick enough sometimes. Like yesterday, like dark times, really dark times.
But I'm not concerned with the length so much.
I get concerned with the length of the show just because of ad placement. Like it's right. A formula oh, in
right.
My brain.
That is on your plate.
Right. And so when both things are on my plate, I'm panicked.
It's a lot for one plate.
That's why when I'm back at the studio in New York, I pre-record my ads.
Yeah, that's fun.
Just so I can place them and really just be in the moment with my co-hosts. Also, I'm heading
Carpe
back.
Carpe Diem.
Carpe Diem, seize the motherfucking day. I'm headed back to New York today and I have literally nothing scheduled because I canceled everyone and everything for Thursday and Friday because I thought I would be here forever. So I've rescheduled everyone and we have a really good couple of weeks coming up, but Thursday, Friday this week, I'm not sure.
Well, I'll do Friday.
Okay.
So Thursday.
Taylor Strucker. What if I just called Taylor up?
What if you just called Taylor up?
And that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Love that.
So we've got a great show because it's Wednesday, which means it's Dear Toasters Day. Dear Toasters is our weekly advice segment. On Wednesdays, we help out the girlies. We tell them, get back in the kitchen, girl. What are you doing out here in the conference room?
Life is just so much simpler if literally. We stay in the kitchen.
You know what? Like, I'm joking, but I'm dead serious.
No, when I watch these cooking shows, it's like, why did we ever leave?
Yeah, except...
Like, the fact that Joanna, even though it's unrealistic at this point in her life that she's, like, making... gourmet dinners for her kids every single night. Appetizer, entree,
dessert.
And dessert. Like she's literally making taco night and a cake.
And a tres leches cake.
But like there was a time when like, you know, if the kids are off at school, what am I doing this afternoon? I'm making a 3-course meal.
Yeah.
But no, instead.
I'm working.
I'm podcasting.
No, and the thing is when I look at like a woman in the kitchen on TV, it's like idyllic. But like Joanna Gaines, like. It's like the opposite of a woman in a kitchen. She runs like a $1 billion
right,
business. Like,
right.
Yeah, here she is in the kitchen.
Right.
Makes you think.
It's like no matter how far we come.
We're always just going to be back in the kitchen.
But it's a nice place to be.
It is. It is.
But watching her was making my back hurt mostly because
my back hurts.
But there is an expiration on how long I can stand in the kitchen.
Of course. Same. And I didn't just give birth. Like.
Yeah.
I was just telling you, my legs hurt. Like, I can't be, like, that active.
I look forward to the day when I'm not, like, on a clock of, like, when, until my back breaks.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You'll get there. Like, 10 standing minutes, 20 standing
You'll
minutes.
You'll get there.
Yeah. It's just painful. And I want to get back in the kitchen.
Of course.
Where I belong.
Where you literally go.
I know. Well, Joanna made this lasagna.
Yeah. And, you know, she did it in a Dutch oven, so she didn't have to, like... The torture of lasagna is like making your noodles, layering. She just threw it all in this pot.
Well, that's the beauty of a lasagna. It really is a one pot dish.
But it requires a lot of work before it's in one pot.
Right. But I love a one pot dish. And a lasagna is a casserole, they say.
Yeah, but not the way she made it, because she made it in a Dutch oven.
Instead of a casserole dish?
Yeah.
True, but could you make a casserole in a Dutch oven? Yum.
But then it wouldn't be a casserole.
Really? What makes a casserole dish?
The dish.
But what are the specs of a casserole dish?
What would you say is your favorite dish? A mug. That's like one of my favorite moments to cite in pop culture history. And I wonder if Demetria Lovato truly knows. Like, was she in on the joke when she said that? Like, this foreign...
I can't imagine, like, someone who's so talented and singing-wise could be, like, that funny.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, the person interviewing her, I think she was doing, like, foreign television. So maybe Demi was just, like, lost in... like.
I think she was lost in... There's no way, because it's literally so funny.
Yeah. And she said, like, she was spitting facts. Like, she loves a mug. Like, it keeps your drinks hot. And she was not wrong for that.
What's your favorite dish?
Which kind of dish? Kitchenware?
Kitchenware. And, like, I guess dish, like, for eating.
Wait, so
which... As opposed to, like, for cooking, because that feels like two different questions.
My favorite dish. Like, I don't know. I don't cook. But I guess the dish I make chili in, which is my Dutch oven.
Oh, okay. And dish for, like, eating.
Like a fork?
What's your go-to vessel?
A fork?
Like a bowl? You do like a bowl.
Oh, I see your question. I don't know. It really
isn't a dish.
No, you know what it is? Yeah, it is. What do you mean?
A fork?
It's a dish.
My brain hurts.
And to answer your question, my favorite dish is a paper plate. Like, that's my favorite way to consume, like, a sandwich or something.
Factual.
That was one of the more, like, brain-numbing conversations we've had. I hope you guys actually made it through that to hear the rest of this episode.
Because there's going to be a lot of smart things that happen in this episode, and you won't want to miss them.
This episode is, you know what it should be titled? Smartless. Because, like, we're being dumb. We're less smart.
We are being dumb.
And maybe it'll, like, confuse people who are looking for the... By the way, we're naming today's episode Smartless. And maybe it'll get the attention of the Smartless guys. I'm like, we're over here.
No, but I don't want to get their attention on this episode.
Yeah, they're going to be like, wow, those two girls are morons.
And they complain they're not number one.
Okay, but we are going to call today's episode Smartless. Like, just because I think Wednesday's episodes always do really well for us.
Even if there wasn't another podcast called Smartless, like, that should be the title of this episode.
It's appropriate because we're being dumb.
I was going to say less smart.
Equals dumb. So glad we settled that. Should we dive in, girlfriend?
Yes, without further ado about our favorite dishes, it is time for the Fast Five stories that you maybe or maybe not need to know.
I'm going to go with maybe not today.
No, I think you
No, they're not actually not bad.
Because you never know what else you'll find out in between the stories.
Also, like, if you made it through yesterday's stories, like, you'll be fine.
Life is about reading between the stories.
I love that.
Could your finger be closer to my face?
I mean, get a bigger studio, bitch. Like,
I'm gonna go cross-eyed.
Am I that close? Do it to me. Oh, yeah. Like, I can see your whole nail. Okay.
More dumb shit.
Wow, today's episode really is dumb. Okay. Well, this is a dumbass Claudia, episode.
Maybe it's time for us to go back to the kitchen.
Ooh.
Maybe the working world.
Maybe our work here is done. Well, this dumbass episode.
I keep reaching for my iPad.
I have it.
My phantom iPad.
Today's episode is brought to you by Lululemon. All right, Lululemon, they've got everything you need. You can't see it because I'm wearing these pants because it's freezing in the studio today, but I'm wearing
Lululemon pants.
So am I. I'm wearing the Align Flare pant. You can't see because I'm wearing the biggest blanket. So they have so much at Lululemon that's worth speaking about. But most importantly, I think they're fast and free leggings that are powered by Nulux fabric. They provide a weightless and body sensation, and they have incredible coverage. They're designed for those looking for a legging that gives them a complete freedom from distractions while running or jogging. They also have the Wonder Train leggings, designed for one of Lululemon's most innovative fabrics. It's called Everlux. It's their fastest drying fabric. So their Wonder Train leggings allow you to work hard and feel dry so you can feel effortlessly and transition from sweat to street. They're great for activities from spin or hit. The Align leggings, which I have been wearing for a really long time, are powered by the Nulu fabric. They're designed for the person who wants a lightweight, low-compression yoga solution that is also versatile enough for casual wear. They give the wearer a next-to-nothing body sensation. You have full freedom of movement and it doesn't restrict or compress the wearer in any way. It's great for low intensity workouts like yoga or just casual wear because, say it with me, ladies, you don't need to work out to wear workout clothes. Lululemon is your one-stop shop for everything. Whether you're super active, you're getting into the active life, or you just like to walk around in comfortable clothing that makes you feel and look good. So get into the Lululemon leggings at lululemon.com. The best leggings, hands down, always Lululemon, and that's lululemon.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by...
By Poise?
No. Sure. Fine. Thank you. She's disrupting my flow. You don't even have your sheet. No, it's not brought to you by Poise. It's brought to you... By the Inky List, okay?
To help you.
Skincare can be confusing, and with all of the complicated beauty jargon, it can seem nearly impossible to figure out what is actually best for your skin. Now, you don't need to figure it out on your own. Shop with confidence with the Inky List. The Inky List is an award-winning, science-backed skincare brand that has the right ingredients at an affordable price to get the results that you're looking for. Whether it's targeting acne, reducing fine lines, boosting hydration, the Inky List creates a unique skincare routine that really works so you can reach your skincare goals. If you don't know where to start, your first stop should be their online skincare quiz. They'll answer any of your questions so you can make a better decision about your skin. Like, do I really need a toner? And what actually is polyglutamic acid? Or is skipping moisturizer making my oily skin worse? You can get a whole new skin routine for under $30. And if you already know what you need, you can find products with ingredients that work like retinol, and vitamin C, and you can do so without breaking the bank. And the Inky List just launched a new product that will take your routine to the next level. With their new plumping lip balm, you can get up to 40% off plumper lips in just 4 weeks. No filter, no filler, just fuller. Check out the before and afters on their website if you don't believe us. And if you don't believe us, like, you're disgusting. Right now, the Inky List is offering our listeners 20% off their purchase with promo code TOAST. Go to theinkylist.com. That's spelled InkyList.com. Use promo code TOAST for 20% off your order. That's the Inky, Inkey list.com. Promo code TOAST to check it out. Get your skincare. Girl, your skin is looking musty and dusty and crusty. Go to the InkyList.com.
Wow.
I went there.
Are you ready for...
Nothing like shame to convert some ads, you know?
No. It's a new tactic. Let's see how it works. You know, we've graduated from jingles.
Right. That... Went over amazingly.
Yeah. Are you ready for the stories now?
I guess.
Joe Jonas's exes, Sophie Turner and Taylor Swift, step out for a girls' night amid divorce and diverse.
The diverse divorcing.
Sophie Turner stepped out for a girls' night with Joe's ex and, you know, her friend Taylor Swift in New York City on Tuesday night. They grabbed dinner at Via Carota. Turner, who split from Joe earlier this month after 4 years of marriage, showed off her stomach in a plunging halter top, matching pants, and sneakers. They both wore ponytails.
Okay, so nobody cares about their ponytails. Everybody was, like, freaking. I hate that, like, we're referring... Like, Taylor Swift is, like, not Joe Jonas's ex. Like, that's literally someone she dated in middle school.
Yeah, it's... At this point in this story, it's a coincidence, yes, really, because they are just friends.
Right, and they're just, like, Hollywood starlets who are hanging out, really having nothing to do. It might be that, like, they only know each other because at one point in... Or maybe they're as close as they are because at one point in time, Taylor and Joe knew each other. But, like, they're really not exes. Like, let's calm down.
Or do you think that, like, they actually would have been closer if it wasn't, like, they had this mutual...
No.
At the time, like, because even, like, they probably would have been friends, regardless of Joe, but when it's technically your man's ex, how close are you going to get?
No, it's really not your man's ex. They dated when they were, like, literally 17. It doesn't count.
But it counts for Taylor. Everything counts for Taylor.
No, and I actually think, like, her being married to Taylor's, like, high school boyfriend is the reason they are so close, because, like, Taylor obviously has made amends with Joe. Now I send their babies presents. And she leaned on Sophie during, like, the Fearless era. Fearless, she was, like, promoting, yes, a bunch of Mr. Perfectly Fine. Yes. So I think, like, they're close because she's a Swiftie, but they have this, like, connection. And it's not weird because...
No, it's not weird. And I don't think they spent dinner, like, trashing Joe.
No, I actually don't even think they spoke about it. Like, I think she was just trying to get her girly, like, out on the town, you know, positive vibes, divorce party.
I'm sure they spoke about it because it's, like, the biggest thing going on in Sophie's life. But Taylor wasn't coming from a place of, like...
experience. Like, no, yeah, like, he did the same thing to me.
Right.
No, like, I bet she doesn't even
remember.
We're
not the same.
They don't... She doesn't even remember the time they spent together. Like, seriously.
But you know she does because she remembers everything.
Yeah. Oh, I remember.
She remembers.
Well, this was fabulous. And it did make me a little annoyed because I was supposed to go home on Sunday and Taylor has been out and about. She was at Zero Bond via Corota. Like, I could have been. I probably would have been laying in bed, but I could have been.
Yeah. Maybe Zero Bond. Probably not via Corota.
No.
I don't know you to go there.
I don't really, but now I need to start.
But this looks fun.
It does.
And it feels like a choice, you know?
It is. It is. And the paparazzi photos of them leaving the restaurant are really cute. But then when you watch like the actual walking out of the restaurant take place on video, it's apocalyptic. There are 5,000 people, like girls just, and there's not even like a barricade or anything. They're just standing outside the door of the restaurant, giving Taylor and Sophie like room to walk. Nobody like attacked them or anything. It was the weirdest thing to watch, like the actual video.
Yeah, they usually are. It's like kind of awkward.
Yeah, and they, and really.
But the pictures wind up like being fabulous.
Because, and I've noticed this, like they walk really slow. Taylor and Sophie were walking really slow, like hand in hand in unison. Cause like, this is a fabulous photo. This is a great press moment for both of them, especially when the press has been like really mean to Sophie recently. So they're walking like literal zombies, like so slow and intentional.
It's funny.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I hope they had fun.
Me too. What do you like? What do you think they did afterwards? Like bake cookies and drink wine?
Yeah, but then why'd they go out to dinner? Well, maybe for this picture.
To be spotted and like, you know, they're both women in the media. Like they got to be seen.
And what do you think about the outfits?
Oh, let me see. Oh, I thought Taylor looked very cool. Like I would literally never wear this jacket, but like she looked fabulous. And it's giving, you know, Sophie's outfit is giving like the big pants trend we were talking about recently. It's not my favorite. I think it's actually terrible. I think Taylor looks amazing. What do you think?
I think there's elements of each outfit that I appreciate, but okay. As a whole, not my favorite.
Okay.
But there's elements.
Taylor has never been, like I love my queen, would literally lay my life out on the line for her. She has never been like the best dressed celebrity at any moment in time.
Yeah.
She always does a good job. It's never life changing. It's never, you know, edgy or daring. It's just fine.
I wonder why she doesn't go all the way.
Right. Like with the, like the best just, stylist. Yeah.
Don't have to think about it.
I don't know, but I also think like her outfits like actually really are a reflection of her personal style. And I just don't think her personal style is like that crazy or amazing.
Yeah, because like.
Which is fine. No, you know
which
what?
Is so fine. I actually, the more I think about it, I appreciate it.
You can't
it.
Be the best at everything.
No, and all of her creativity like is channeled into
her music.
Her songwriting. And I do wish like more celebrities would dress themselves. Normal. No, and it's like everybody all the time. Like there's some celebrities who like just crush it and street style is like.
Literally, and have like a natural
brand.
Ability to like but style themselves.
Also, they also have stylists,
yeah,
but they also have a natural ability to just like carry the latest trends.
Yeah.
Not talking about them. But like it is fun to see what people would pick out their own outfits.
To go to dinner with a friend.
Right.
Yeah. I agree. Like it doesn't have to be like the most at the airport all the time.
Yeah.
Like it's setting unrealistic expectations for women who are supposed to be in the kitchen.
Right. Do less. Put on your apron. Call it a day.
Put on your apron and your oven mitts. Like that's all you're going to need to wear today.
Are you ready for our next story?
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian has been, quote, hanging out with Odell Beckham Jr. So Page Six is reporting that Kim and Odell have been spending some time, quality time together in recent weeks. An insider told Page Six that Kim and the Baltimore Ravens wide receiver.
Oh, I thought he was on the Giants. That was like a million years ago.
Have been hanging out casually following his split from his girlfriend Lola Wood. Mm. However, sources to both Kim and Odell tell Page Six the pair are friends and have been mostly hanging out in groups as they share a lot of mutual acquaintances. They insisted that Kim is not seriously dating anyone at the moment but is open to finding love again if she meets the right person. However, right now her main focus is her kids and her business.
I do think that he's actually like probably a good match for her. He's like a really well-respected football player and I feel like he's like a cool person too. Like a lot of celebrities like him and hang out with him. So he must be like a great guy. I'm just kind of in like my, I don't care about Kim era.
Mm.
Do you feel like I actually yawned when you said this story?
You chose it.
I did. Oh my God. I did. Thank you. Because like, I like people care, I guess, but I just, maybe I chose it so I could, you know, get on my soapbox and be like, Kim's not doing it for me recently.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of feel like it's still in that lull.
Yeah.
Of quietness. And also this to me feels really obvious. Like maybe they are dating, great. Maybe they're just friends, great.
Right.
Don't care either way, great.
It's not like an inspired different, like we could talk about it for hours.
And like Kim's in a new era and trying like new things.
Like Pete Davidson, we spoke about at length because it was so crazy.
And I really expected that like the next person she dates would be like a private person.
Yeah.
Not a celebrity. So for her to be dating like a charming single celebrity who everybody loves.
Right. Who's like a eligible bachelor.
Yeah.
It's obvious.
Yeah. So, and then also the same sources who say they're dating are also saying they're not dating and they're just hanging out as friends.
Okay, well, that also is a good launching pad for me to ask you, like, what do you think is going on truly with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? Because there's been like a few updates, no confirmation of any sorts, but like it kind of feels like they're not dating and Travis is like excited to let people think that they are.
That's exactly what it feels like. Also, did you see that Jason Kelce like said they're dating?
Kind of.
And then said he doesn't know what goes on in Travis's life.
Personal life, but he hopes he ends up with someone great, you know?
Yeah. They're so not dating.
I think they're literally not dating, but she'll never come out and say that they're not dating. She just lets people say whatever they want about her. So he's like basking in the fame and the press. I really feel like these two people I've never met.
Yeah, it was like when Harry Jowsey was dating Khloe Kardashian. Like he's going to milk it.
Of course.
Eat it up. These people.
And I would expect that from like a reality star and influencer and podcaster. I wouldn't expect that from Travis Kelce. But I had said at the end of last football season where it was like Kelce this, Kelce that, like Travis is a little thirsty.
Yeah. He's silly. And he doesn't take himself seriously, which I appreciate. So he'll have fun with rumors like this.
Yeah.
I don't think he's really trying to convince people that he's dating Taylor, but it's like, oh, that's funny. Let me go with it.
And then Taylor was wearing like a necklace. She was like going to record music and paparazzi got her and it was a necklace and it happened to be like his birthstone.
Which is what?
I don't know. Google his birthstone. It's probably like diamond. Like it's
right. That's what I'm saying. Ruby.
Right. Like necklaces are made with different types of stones all the time. It's not a coincidence.
No, but there are some like my birthstone. Nobody's just casually walking around with it. Yellow topaz.
Oh, I agree.
So he celebrates his birthday on October 5th.
Making it.
He's a Libra and opal. It's giving yellow topaz.
It's a little niche. What's my birthstone?
Ruby, I think.
I think so, too.
I was about to search Claudia Ashery birthstone.
I'm sure it would come up.
July birthstone is Ruby.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Look at these Ruby items.
Give me something.
I like this ring.
Even when she's working, she can't stop investing. Back to the kitchen.
From Grown Brilliance. That's a nice ring. I'm sorry. My $100 gift.
That is a nice ring. I don't love my birthstone. Like, what am I going to wear? Red jewelry? Like,
just be glad it's not yellow topaz.
Yeah, show me what. I don't even know what a yellow topaz looks like.
Me neither.
That's definitely one of the worst ones. Which one is diamond? Like, that's not fair.
Margo, I think.
No, Margo's emerald.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is a really nice one. Oh, it's yellow.
It's just yellow. It's topaz and citrine.
Can you?
Diamond birthstone. No,
just pull up a list of all the birthstones.
That's a good call.
Yeah, instead of each one, we'll be here for 12 hours.
But I just have to say, like, birthstones?
Get a life.
Random.
No, I agree. Like, birthstones, people who like, I mean, that's literally us right now. I was going to be like, people who talk about birthstones, like get a life. No, but seriously, get a life. Like whoever noticed that Taylor Swift was wearing a topaz or whatever it was, opal. Like, yeah. Why do you know that?
Okay. January.
Okay.
Garnet.
Ooh, that might be worse than yellow topaz.
Agreed. It's just red and it's not ruby.
Right.
February, amethyst.
Not bad.
Fun to say. Amethyst.
Amethyst.
March, aquamarine. That movie saved that birthstone.
100%.
April, diamond.
Fuck, that's Ben.
May, emerald.
Now, let me ask you a question. Are these like horoscope dates or is it all of April?
Month.
Okay.
Month, which is much more palatable for me.
What did you say May was?
Emerald.
I was
beautiful.
Right.
Okay. June, pearl. Beautiful.
That's nice.
And alexandrite.
Why'd they get two?
I guess November has two also. We'll get to it. July, ruby.
Mm-hmm.
August, peridot. But it's pretty. It's like a lime green.
I just feel like July should have gotten diamond. Like if our horoscope sign is going to be cancer.
But I don't think the people who invented birthstones and horoscopes were chatting.
I just think somebody should have been, you know, thinking about the people born in July.
Yeah. And they weren't.
They weren't.
September, sapphire. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
October, opal. And tourmaline, which is pink. Cute.
Tourmaline, yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know.
I never heard of it.
I have. What do you, like, want to congratulate me? Move on. Keep going.
Congrats.
November.
Congrats.
Congrats.
November.
Oh my God, our camera's not recording.
Yes, it is.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
November, yellow topaz and citrine.
Citrine sounds like something you clean your sink with.
We have two Yellowstones.
Yellowstone.
That's my birthstone. Yellowstone. And December, blue topaz and blue zircon.
Not the zirconia.
They have two blue stones, so.
It definitely feels like the distribution. Oh, excuse me. It definitely feels like the distribution of good birthstones, like, is not fair.
Yeah, but it's just like there's only a handful of great stones.
Diamond, emerald, sapphire, ruby.
Pearl. Aquamarine.
Pearl.
Now you like pearls, right?
Do I?
I feel like you do. I feel like you've been wearing pearls recently.
I haven't. I know what conversation we're talking about. Like, you and I were, but no.
You were like looking for a set of pearls.
No, I bought a necklace that was made of pearl. Remember?
No.
I'm picking it up next week. Remember, I made a big investment I told you about?
Yeah. But that's actually not what I'm talking about. No, it is. I thought you were looking for a set of pearls.
No, I really
to complete your, like, classy look.
No, I think, like, a pearl necklace is, like, the weirdest thing. Like,
oh, you're still on that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I won't add it to the list yet.
Yeah, no, not yet.
Are you ready for our next story?
What number?
Three.
Tres leches?
Tres leches cake.
Yeah.
Vanna White extends her Wheel of Fortune contract through the 2025-2026 season. Vanna White has extended her contract on Wheel of Fortune by 2 years as the show begins its farewell season with longtime host Pat Sajak. Vanna has inked a contract extension that keeps her revealing letters on the durable syndicated game show through 2025 to 2026. Pat announced earlier this year his plans to retire. Ryan Seacrest will be taking on his role. I forgot
that it was Ryan Seacrest.
And then there were a lot of questions about will Vanna usher Ryan into the new era?
It should really be, have we said this, that it should be Julianne Hough and Ryan Seacrest?
No, we haven't.
It should be like she'll sashay her way across that thing to the letters. And they could fall in love again.
Yeah, it's like a will they, won't they.
Right. And that's what it's really always been like for, you think Vanna and Pat ever fucked? For sure. It's Hollywood.
It's Hollywood, baby.
Like, definitely.
But this is interesting because there were a lot of questions like, and I think also people felt like Vanna, maybe Vanna should have Pat's job. Like,
no, I think people were also feeling like Vanna, give it up.
Ooh.
Because also I had heard that like Pat Sajak's daughter was like a pageant queen who was like in the running for the next Vanna position.
Well, she'll just have to wait till 2026.
But Vanna said, hold my letters, bitch. I'm going back.
But I also feel like Vanna drove a hard bargain because she brings a lot of the old time legitimacy to the show.
Yep.
And if everything is all new, then it will be ruined like everything else that's all new.
Yes, but also like rip off the Band-Aid. You know, we're changing Pat. Like, just switch it up.
I don't think so. I feel like they do that all the time where they're like, we want young and fresh and everybody, you're fired.
Gen Z, yeah.
And it turns to shit. So I think like that's this slow rollout and eventually Vanna can go. But I think her being there to show Ryan the ropes and let viewers know like the show's not changing too much. Because you have to think of the viewers of the show. They're not Gen Z.
No, they're not.
They're not watching In Between Renegades.
I feel like people look at Vanna White and they're like, that's such an easy job. You know, anyone could do it. And to be honest, I can't think of a job I'd like less. Like standing in heels for hours. Like we see 30 minutes, but they shoot so many episodes back to back. We don't see them cutting. We don't see them resetting the lights. She has to be like perfect posture, perfect smile on her face. My God, like that actually sounds horrible.
Yeah. What about when Vanna's having a hard day?
What about what Vanna wants? What about what Vanna needs?
Well, she definitely got a nice, hefty contract, and we'll see her through 2025 to 2026.
She's, like, a really good level of celebrity in the sense that she has, like, household recognition. Like, she's,
like, she's everybody, a household name.
Everybody knows her name. And, like, if I saw her at the grocery store, I probably wouldn't recognize her, and I certainly wouldn't ask for a picture if I did recognize her.
Yeah, but you wouldn't, would you ask for a picture with, like, Taylor if you saw her?
Well, that's, like, I can't answer that question in just like a simple yes or no. It's like, use someone else.
Kim?
Yeah, like I would ask Kim for a picture.
Okay.
Like I'm hell bent on becoming friends with Taylor Swift, which is why like I don't think I could really ask her for a picture.
Okay. Also, Maggie Sajak, the daughter, will continue being a social media correspondent for the show.
Okay, so that's like a good, you know, you have to start somewhere.
Yeah, and you have to work your way up.
Yeah, you do.
Just because you're Pat's daughter doesn't mean.
Yeah, but you know what?
You get to turn the letters.
Nepotism is.
Unless it's bring your daughter to work day.
Is so. Hollywood is so rife with nepotism. Like, it's even taking on Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, she is the social media correspondent.
No, and I just want to say, like, I'm here for it. That's nepotism that doesn't bother me.
As long as she's good at the job.
Yeah. Speaking of job, get to work.
Oh, so now I can speak?
Yep.
Okay, well, today's episode is brought to you by Poise, you guys, because here at The Toast, we love Poise Ultra Thins. Becoming a mom has come with a lot of big changes, and especially with baby number two, I'm experiencing some of that all over again. You know, the joys of postpartum life, of everything from my water breaking to post-birth recovery to, you know, the sneeze here and there. Oh. Poise Ultra Thins gets me through. Something super common that we don't always talk about when it comes to the postpartum life is bladder leaks. One in two women over 20 experience bladder leaks, and most young moms try to use period pads to solve the problem. But I bet you didn't know this. Period pads aren't designed for pee, and the absorption is different for period tings and pee tings.
Interesting.
And that's just something I know as a woman in STEM. Thankfully, Poise Ultra Thins are specifically designed for bladder leaks, and they keep you 10 times drier than the leading pad. The clean, dry, and fresh protection these pads provide is a lifesaver, and they're shaped to fit and flex with your body so you can stay comfortable and live without compromise. Poise Ultra Thins offer with and without wings so you can live worry-free. Claudia is an anti-wing person.
I don't like wings.
I like wings, and personally, I have enough on my plate as a mom, so I love the idea of taking one worry off the list. It takes Poise. Learn more at poise.com.
P-O-I-S-E. Today's episode is also brought to you by JS Health Vitamins. JS Health Vitamins is a science-focused vitamin and wellness brand that provides targeted formulas to help you meet your personal health goals. It was created using the highest quality ingredients, and it is backed by research. It's made in Australia, and it's created by expert nutritionist Jessica Seppel. JS Health Vitamins have a formula for all of your needs, whether that's skin, digestion, sleep, stress, hair growth, and more. Aussies are globally renowned for their high supplement standards, and it really shows with these vitamins. So the Detox and Debloat is their tried and true global bestseller. It's designed to reduce bloating and support natural detoxification processes. And based on traditional use, the vegan-friendly formula contains a unique blend of carefully selected ingredients, including turmeric, milk thistle, and fennel, at a research-backed supplement dose to support liver function and promote healthy digestion. This is a formula that can honestly give you comfort and confidence very quickly. And the magnesium is another one of their products that's one of their best sellers. It's advanced magnesium from JS Health Vitamins. They contain three forms of bioavailable magnesium. It's carefully designed to support muscle relaxation, energy production, and nervous system function. All of their, this is just a brand that you can trust. They have really high standards. The ingredients are made really well, and it's backed by science. So check out their website. Get your vitamins, like, together, girlfriend. Go to jshealthvitamins.com/toast. That's letter J, letter S, healthvitamins.com/toast. And make sure to use code TOAST for 20% off your order of your first subscription order. So that's code TOAST for 20% off your order or first subscription order. Thank you, JS Health. We need to get a second iPad down here. Like, this flipping and flopping isn't working for me.
I like to share with my girl.
Oh, you said you could share it like Kayla.
It makes us have to be more in sync, you know?
It's true, like more connected.
On the same page. Yeah. Our next story, Bijou Phillips requests spousal support from Danny Masterson in prison as divorce docs indicate the exes had no prenup. So Bijou.
They're divorcing.
Bijou filed for divorce, and she's asking for spousal support in her divorce from her husband, Danny Masterson, after he was recently sentenced to 30 years to life in prison in his rape retrial. The actress filed for divorce on Monday after nearly 12 years of marriage and requested to terminate the court's ability to grant support to Masterson, with whom she shares a 9-year-old daughter. She requested that she be granted full legal and physical custody of the daughter while Masterson be given visitation rights. She also asked that their assets be divided up by the court as separate property, with no indication in the papers that the exes had a prenup in place. She cited irreconcilable differences as the reason for their split.
Well, that's putting it mildly. I just wonder why you would, like, stick with your man during the trial, if only just to get divorced.
Well, maybe it's like, okay, you're spending the next 30 years to life in prison. Like, there's no more marriage here. You know, what if I want to, like, move on with my life, get remarried? Like, I'll still come and visit you. Who knows? I have no idea what's actually going on. But, like, if your man's going to be behind bars
forever. Well, yeah, then that begs the question. Zach's behind bars for 30 years. And let's say, like, let's take the crime out of it. Because of course, like if somebody did some, if Zach did something abhorrent, right, like you would leave him because of that.
Right.
But let's take the crime out of it. Like Zach is going to prison for 30 years.
30 to life, I thought.
Let's say 30.
Okay, 30. So in 30 years. And, but also these people are older than us.
Right, right. They're like 40.
Right.
So what are you doing? But really, I'm talking about at this current moment.
I like, really couldn't say.
I really couldn't say either. I like to. I would
stand
like,
by your man.
I would like to think like Ben would want me to move on, you know? Like just to make the decision easier for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I'd be like, listen, I will come visit you. I will like write to you.
Bring you care packages.
Fill up your commissary. Like I will be there for you. We could stay married.
Yeah.
But like a girl's gotta eat.
Like, yeah, no, like you will never know. Like what I'm doing on the outside will never affect how I'm treating you on the inside.
Yeah,
we need to be able to have a life.
Like I need to go out on dates and like
and
maybe
you can't
see
go
someone
on dates when like you're legally married to someone, because that's like a lot of baggage for the person that you're dating.
No, but like I would stay legally married.
Oh,
and be like, listen, this could work out. We can only be together for 30 years. That's what I've. And what's bad?
Yeah, that's longer than most marriages.
Right.
So I'm feeling like maybe it's to do with that. Like she's really, they're never going to be able to be married again.
Right.
Hence divorce.
I just like, also, I don't understand. Like he was accused of such heinous crimes. Like to stand by your man like that, like is.
She obviously like believed that he did not do such things.
Right. So she thinks he's an innocent man in prison and she's going to divorce him. Like it's just not adding up. 1 + 1 is equaling sock.
Yeah. Also, what confuses me is she's requesting full legal and physical custody of their daughter.
What? No, the daughter's going to live in the prison? Like, duh.
Duh, right?
I'm so not a lawyer.
No, but this seems...
It just definitely seems like superfluous language.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Tough stuff. Do you know Bijou Phillips from
I don't.
Anything?
I mean, I only know her now as
they
like
Danny. They both have fun names to say. I love saying Danny Masterson.
Do you?
Yeah. Say it like that.
Danny Masterson. It's nice. I didn't know her before. I know her now as like the Looney Tune who stood by Danny Masterson. Mm. But I don't know if she was like a star before. She might have been.
Yeah, she's here on like a step and repeat in front of a Netflix like step and repeat.
Let me see. I don't even know what she looks like really. Okay, is it just me or do they look like brother and sister? Like they literally the same
they actually do.
No, they look like brother and sister.
No, they seriously do.
Maybe
Claudia.
That's like kind of another element of what we, Claudia, like we can't understand. They look exactly alike.
Exactly, except for hair, facial hair. But like if right. you swapped it.
If you look past like his beard, they're twins. I wouldn't be surprised if they seriously were from the same womb.
Claudia, the more you look.
No, I know.
The more it is.
And like they say that people who are married start to like look alike, but only to people who know them.
Right, right. You have to like know them for a long time and then you see them.
And maybe it's just because they're smiling the exact same way in this photo.
No, they have the same eyes. They're related.
They're literally twins. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Bye. Next story.
Yeah.
Our fifth and final.
Because
there's a new docuseries out on Apple TV Plus called The Supermodels.
Okay.
Have you heard about this?
No.
Following Cindy Crawford, Naomi Campbell, Linda Evangelista, and Chrissy Turlington, and they reflect on how they came to dominate the fashion industry. So a lot of headlines coming out about some of the tidbits that they're sharing.
Oh, I saw one today. Cindy Crawford said something about Oprah.
Yeah, she called out Oprah for treating her like chattel by demanding she show off her body on camera at age 20 to prove that she was worthy of fame.
Ooh.
But there's a lot of different headlines from the show that are coming forward about, like, I mean, these girls, like, came of age very young.
Yeah.
90s. Crazy.
So is it a reality show or, like, a documentary?
Documentary.
Got it.
Where I think everyone's, like, sitting down and telling their story. I don't know what the, you know, thesis is of the show, but it's definitely fascinating.
Yeah, no, actually, I like that idea. It kind of reminds me of that iconic E! Show with Olivia Culpo.
Mod Squad,
yeah. And
bring it back.
Similar, but different.
But different.
Yeah.
But bring it back.
What are the other headlines that are coming out about it? I had seen the Oprah one.
There was Linda Evangelista shared how she was like made to take pictures at the age of 16, like inappropriate photos.
Ew.
And just some of the pressure that they face as young women in the industry.
Evangelista, the one who coined the term won't get out of bed for less than $10,000.
Yes.
She's my queen. Because I relate to that. Like, I'm not getting out of bed unless I'm being paid.
I'm sure she's addressing that comment. I do want to watch this series.
I know. Look at Apple, like, making waves. They're, like, kind of the most irrelevant streamer, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, they're behind Discovery Plus. They're the only good, like, thank God. Someone at Apple should seriously give their firstborn child to Jason Sudeikis. Like, yeah. That's the only reason people buy Apple TV. And then once they get it, they're like, oh, there are other shows that are, like, decent, Shrinking. There's some other shit people like. But, like, they came for Ted Lasso and maybe they stayed. So, and then the Billie Eilish documentary, which was like the only other thing they ever did. And that was a few years ago. So good for them for like actually doing something people give a shit about. I think that's really cool. And it's never too late.
Yeah. Linda Evangelista recalled being pressured into taking nude photos when she was just 16 years old. As she
That's really disgusting.
Which almost made her give up on modeling. Oh.
These women, like, I feel like every fashion week somebody like brings them out. They're kind of like a squad. I wonder if there's like beef between any of them. Maybe they'll talk about that in the documentary.
Yeah, I'm sure back in the day there was, but now right. They're all like mature.
Because Naomi Campbell has said like she was like the worst when she was younger.
But imagine being like one of the most beautiful women in the world. For all of these people, like so successful. How do you not become a monster?
A monster, yeah. No, I'm like one of the ugliest people in the world and I am a monster. So I totally get it. Me and Naomi Campbell are like definitely on the same page.
Yeah, especially with everything they're going through, it just makes you put your walls up.
Yeah, even though had they just, you know, all leaned on each other, it would have been easier, most likely.
Yeah, but no, it's like you kind of go into survival mode.
Yeah, that does sound good. Himself. That does sound good.
Yeah. So those are the Fast Five stories, and I feel good about them. I think you were kind of hard on them.
You do?
But I also can recognize, like, when you choose the stories, you're hardest on yourself. Like, I feel that way all the time, you know, when I choose them.
Yeah, I just feel like there's a couple of days a year where it's so exciting, where it's like, I cannot wait to get into the Fast Five. Mm-hmm. And I just haven't had one of those days. Mm.
Well, there was a story that we actually didn't recount in the Fast Five. Big news that happened yesterday.
What?
That Shannon got engaged.
Oh my God, I meant to bring it up at the beginning of the show. Thank you so much. Everyone knows our favorite girlie here, Shannon Ford, host of the probably a podcast show on TNN, got engaged yesterday. She called us. We were like laying in bed watching Joanna. And she's like, look what I'm wearing. And she just put her finger up. And like, it took me a second to register. I'm like, what is she showing me? Like, cool, you got new jewelry. Like, I was literally so confused. And then I put two and two together. And it's so exciting. Excuse me. So exciting. We're so happy for Shannon. So everybody go with Shannon. A big mazel tov from the Toast community. What a good day.
What a good day.
And she's posting so much content. Like, we need more.
Premium.
Even people are like shy about like their big like life moments. Like, share. Share.
She's sharing. I'm really so happy for them. They're such a cute couple.
Yeah. And it's very appropriate because yesterday I was telling the story on the Toast. How Ben got into bed and was like, did you hear what happened to Shannon? I'm like, what? What happened to Shannon? He's like, the DUI. I'm like, are you talking about Shannon Bedore? He was like, yeah. He was like using Shannon. I thought he was talking about Shannon Ford. Now, last night I got into bed and I said, did you hear what happened to Shannon?
He said, had he heard?
No. I told him before the post went up.
Sneak peek, yeah. Exclusive.
And he was really happy. We're all really happy for her. So Shannon, just kind of big things happening with all of our TNN hosts. Lauren Elizabeth gave birth. Mm-hmm. You gave birth. Mm-hmm. Shannon's engaged. Mm-hmm. I am, you know, skinny. That's something.
That is. So, making headline news every day how she can show her arms now.
Okay, so like I do a Q&A on my Instagram. Like I try and do it like every couple of weeks, like keep up with peeps. And all the questions are about Ozempic. And I don't want to answer every single one about Ozempic, but like some of them are good questions. And yesterday, literally Page Six, like ran the question somebody asked about like how I'm showing my arms now. And I used to only wear like short sleeves or long sleeves. I would never show my arms before in like a tank top. And had I known like it would be written up, maybe I would have like worded it differently, but it was just like a stupid Q&A. Like who's fucking reading these things? I have to be much more careful.
Now you know how celebs feel.
No, it's just like famous a price. And it's worth every penny. Keep writing it up, girlfriends. Everybody want an exclusive interview? Let me know. Okay, should we dive into Dear Toasters, our weekly advice segment?
We shall.
So for those who don't know, Wednesdays, our Dear Toasters Day. That's hard to say. Say it five times.
Dear Toasters Day. Dear Toasters Day. Dear Toasters Day. Dear Toasters Day. Dear Toasters Day.
Well, aren't you just so great? Dear Toasters Day, where we do our weekly advice segment. If you want to write into our submission box, you can submit two ways. One, if you go to thetoastpodcast.com, there's just like a little box. It's totally anonymous. Just write in what's going on with you. Or you can email us if it's a little bit longer at deartoasters@gmail.com. We will keep your names out of our mouths. Don't worry, it's totally anonymous. And if you've written in and you felt like, you know, why haven't the girls read it? Maybe resubmit and make it a little tighter. If it's super long, like sorry, I love you, but I'm not reading that. And two, maybe like evaluate, is your prompt dumb or boring? Maybe that's why we didn't read it.
Maybe we just had so many great ones that week.
Maybe. So Dear Toasters is brought to you by Squarespace. So Squarespace.com is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place and all on your own terms. So whatever reason you might be looking for to start a website, whether you have a side hustle, you work in e-commerce, you want to start a blog, you're a photographer, you want to showcase your art, Squarespace is the place to do it because you will end up with a professional looking website that you did all by yourself. It's so easy. Their templates make it so easy to design a really professional looking website. And they have so many fabulous product features like an asset library. So if you want to upload, organize, and access all your content from one place, with the new asset library at Squarespace, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. You can also easily sell custom merch, create passive income streams that engage your audience and scale your brand. If you're creating an online store, you can sell your products with a Squarespace online store. And their flexible website templates are so easy to get started with. One of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case, you can customize your look, update your content, and add features to fit your unique needs. Also, if you want to start doing email campaigns, you can drive sales and engage your audience with Squarespace email campaigns, where you can easily collect email subscribers on your site and build connections and repeat business through regular email updates. So Squarespace has a great, gorgeous, stunning offer for you. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/toast to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. So you get that free trial on squarespace.com, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/toast to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Today's episode is also brought to you by Honeylove, the best shapewear in my opinion. You can't take my recommendations on everything. I understand that. I'm, you know, only one person. I feel like shapewear, you can trust your girl. There's nothing worse than suffering with an uncomfortable bra, and thankfully Honeylove has revolutionized the bra game. Upgrade from traditional bras that use uncomfortable underwire and bulky fabrics that trap heat. Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminate the need for underwire without sacrificing lift. Plus, they're made with fabric that's so soft it feels like second skin. You'll immediately feel and see the difference. It's so next level comfortable you'll forget you're wearing it. And for a limited time, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with the exclusive link of honeylove.com/toast. You'll be supporting our show. Check them out at honeylove.com/toast. I didn't even know Honeylove made bras. I went there for their shapewear. I had like amazing underwear. And then I was like, what if I just tried the bra? Because I'm in this like new era where I have like all new bras, all new underwear. So I went to Honeylove, and their bras are fabulous because I cannot, like most of the time I'm not wearing a bra with underwire. I just can't. It really hurts like my under like rib area. And the Honeylove bras are still so supportive, but they're not going to be digging into your sides. They're not going to be overflowing boob on the side. Like that feeling when you get home from a long day and you immediately want to take your bra off, you will never experience that again because their bras are so comfortable. You might even sleep in them, which I definitely do. So treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/toast. Use the exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/toast. Cinched, snatched, and lifted. It's hot girl season thanks to Honeylove. All right, dear toasters, the girlies are in need today and I'm ready. It's a lot of moving in content, which I feel like is a good place to be, but can be challenging.
Yeah.
Hey, girlies. My boyfriend and I have been together for a little over a year now, and we are in talks of moving in together soon. Everything is great, except for one huge problem. Our animals do not get along whatsoever. I have a cat. He has two dogs. The one time we tried to get them together to meet, it ended horribly. His dog attacked my cat so bad to the point where I had to take an emergency vet trip at 2 a.m. Needless to say, the idea of them living together seems pretty far-fetched. Getting rid of either pets is pretty much out of the question, as we both have had them for multiple years. I genuinely don't know what to do. The idea of obedience training has been brought up, but as an 8-year-old dog, I'm not sure it would go over well. Our relationship is truly amazing, and we want to take the next step, but this is turning into a huge issue.
Okay, I'm not a dog behavioral specialist, so I don't know what can be done, but I just
think, like, you have to get rid of the cat. It's so simple. Cats are gross.
Well, that's always an option, to rehome one of these animals.
She said it's actually really not an option. Like, would you ever rehome Bruno?
To you, if it wasn't working out in my home, like, really? I mean, I would need to have a really, really good reason, but it's not out of the question.
Well, yeah, you're just lucky that you have me.
Yeah, but do you have a loved one? That, but that's the last resort. Yeah, yeah, that's will be if nothing else works. But you said they met one time and it didn't go well. Now, I don't want to put your cat, continue to put your cat in harm's way. But like maybe it takes some
time
and practice and then being around each other and maybe a dog behavioral specialist, which I am not one. So this is not based in anything. But like maybe it's like they spend 5 minutes together. Then the next day it's 10. Like maybe they have to, you know,
you have to try.
Work together.
You definitely have to try a few different things before you make any big decisions. Because like you said, you only did it once and it ended poorly. So like maybe they try.
Was the environment not calm? Like I know, you know, trainers have all of these different tactics. Right. I don't know exactly what they are, but I imagine that there are slow ways to bring them together.
You definitely need to consult some sort of trainer. I don't think you can do this on your own. And you need to try. Like these are two really important, because he has two dogs, three really important animals in your life. Like you have to try, but you shouldn't stall your life, like your progress with your boyfriend moving in together, like being happy. You need to get to work.
Yeah. Also, if those things don't work or don't exist, then think about rehoming the cat to a loved one where you can visit the cat all of the time. Yeah,
the thing is like you got to make it work, because if someone's going to go, it's going to be the cat, because he has two dogs who get along together. So what, are we going to rehome two dogs or one cat?
Yeah, cats are easier to pass off onto a loved
Definitely.
One.
Definitely.
So
that's, your cat's on the chopping block, so it's like up to you.
I feel like Jackie from Dog Friendly Living might have some tips. She has a really great Instagram account if you want to check it out, at Dog Friendly Living.
You're right.
She might have, you know, solutions for this very problem.
Like, do cats and dogs historically not get along?
They fight like cats and dogs.
Right.
Yikes.
Yikes. Your cat is on the chopping block, just letting you know. So, like, it's up to you. Because your man is sitting pretty being like, we're not going to get rid of two dogs.
No.
So let's let her figure it out.
And I think that there could be solutions. I'm not hopeless. But I'm also a realist.
Yeah, like it's not looking good.
But I think there's ways.
Yeah, ways. All right, ready for our next one? Mm-hmm. I love this question because I literally, like I experienced this firsthand. Hi queens, love the show and I could use some advice. We have a friend in our friend group that always insists on taking pictures on her phone when we go out. She then severely edits the photos with Facetune and other apps before sharing them back to us. All of the fun memories we have captured in various pictures are now completely altered with skinny filters, glam makeup, etc. I'm all for her doing whatever she wants to make herself feel comfortable and confident on her personal social medias, but I don't want my social media and personal memories to be flawed and disingenuous. I've even had other friends outside of our group say that she looks absolutely nothing like the pictures and that it's misleading. I want to say something, but I also don't want to be an asshole. Please send help.
What's your experience?
Oh my God, I used to be friends with this girl who like literally would not take a singular photo on anyone's phone but hers. And like, she would literally like be so strict about whoever was taking the photo. Stand up, get on your knees, move to the left, move to the right. We'd take a million photos, group photos. And then like later that week, we would get the one approved photo that we could all post. It's like, girl, give me the photos. Like, I don't like this one.
Yeah.
Like it's really annoying. You have to stop taking pictures with that girl. That's the end of, or stop being friends with her.
Start taking pictures on your own phone.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't want unfiltered pictures of herself out there, which she's entitled,
yep.
Then she shouldn't be in the picture.
Yeah.
Period. Just start taking, like, what does she, she's the boss of you?
Yeah.
Take a picture on your phone.
Take a picture on your phone and she gets out, like, she'll be out of the photos, be like, literally just call. It's like, these people who do this, they think they're so subtle. Like no one will notice if I'm always using my phone and I send them this one photo.
I'm sure
photo.
Nobody's ever called her out, but next time there's a group photo, how many times has the person taking a group photo, whether it's a stranger or a person in the group, been given more than one phone?
So
a million times.
I want your phone. And if she says something, be like, get out of the picture. Get out of the picture. You don't have to be in the picture.
Quote, I want this on my phone. People say that all the time for their own reasons.
And then she'll be like, I'll send it to you.
No, I want this on my phone.
Yeah.
I want this on my phone.
You need to be a little bit more aggressive. Like she's conquered your group successfully because you've all laid down your arms.
You rolled over and you're taking
it. Where is the resistance?
Put up a resistance. It really shouldn't be that hard, but just know that you can. And the solution, because I don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable. I don't want someone having pictures of themselves on the internet
that they aren't happy with. So she just needs to leave the photos.
Step aside, or maybe put her on the end where we can crop her.
Yeah, yeah.
But you need to put up resistance. Yeah, like, come on, toughen up.
Yeah.
I want this on my phone.
Luckily for me, the situation remedied itself where like I just happened to stop being friends with that person. Like nothing happened.
Was that person an influencer?
No. Yes.
I'm just saying influencers have their own reasons.
Yeah, no.
This is their business.
And by the way, I was like new to like the influencer world. So I was like, well, I guess this is what we're doing. But then I was like, just like with my friends and I was like, I had no pictures. I'm like, this is fucking annoying.
Yeah. Or you could, if you really like want to get crafty, you could get like a cool new camera and be like, we have to take this on the camera.
Oh, now she's burdening. She has the expense on her back.
Yeah. Now, yeah. If you,
now I have to spend money because this girl's a mental patient.
If you won't go toe to toe with her.
Right. No, you have to be brave. You have to be brave.
I want to see you be brave.
I wanna see you. I just wanna see you. I wanna see you. I wanna see you be brave.
Done.
All right, third and final. Dear Trudy, Trudy, and Jax, want to start off by saying,
Trudy, Trudy,
as a religious YouTube watcher, Dear Toasters is my favorite thing ever.
As in she watches YouTube religiously or she's a religious woman?
I'm going to go with a religious woman. She says, I love Dear Toasters. It is my favorite thing ever. It's what gets me through my hump days. I need your advice. Okay. My boyfriend and I have been dating for basically a year at this point, and I haven't had a good night's sleep since. We don't live together, but he really likes sleeping together, so we go to bed together basically every night. I wouldn't mind, except he's
maybe not religious.
Oh yeah, definitely not religious. I wouldn't mind, except he's the loudest, most disruptive sleeper I've ever experienced. He snores every night, and when he isn't snoring, he's a mouth breather, which is just as bad. He also wakes up in the middle of the night, will go on his phone with the brightness full on bright. I don't want to hurt his feelings, but I want to know how I can politely say I want to start sleeping apart more so that I can actually get some rest during the week. Also, I'm low-key worried that his mouth breathing is affecting his facial structure. Thanks for the help. Love ya, a sleepless toaster.
Well, this is a question for Turdy, because I don't sleep with a snoring man.
I
and
do.
A mouth breather and a wheezer and everything else that Ben does.
So I feel like there's a lot of things going on here. Like, yes, if you started sleeping apart, it would fix your problem. But like
temporarily
in the future, this is the person you're hopefully going to be sleeping with every night for the rest of your life. So I think that's just putting the ball down the field. And I don't think that actually is helpful.
I agree. So, it's not about saying I want nights to myself. It's about fixing these things.
Him being a disruptive sleeper on his phone, that's something you very clearly just say, like, listen, you're on your phone with full brightness in the middle of the night. It wakes me up. Either put your brightness down, go into the other room. That's non-negotiable. Like, that's easy to fix.
That's easy. You just say how you feel and you're right in how you're feeling.
The snoring. Now, I have been there. Ben is both a snorer and a mouth breather. And last night is a perfect example. He has a runny nose. Oh my God, he was so loud. Like, I wanted to kill him. So here's what we do. For the snoring, Ben uses Breathe Right strips. They actually really work. Then he started to complain because he used them so much. He started to get like a little irritation on his nose. I'm like, you're fine. Put Aquaphor on it. Breathe Right strips really work for the snoring. But also what really helps is, and I was not a believer in like white noise or like background noise. I was not a believer. But we have a humidifier that's so loud, it drowns everything out. Like the city noise. When we're here, we don't have our humidifier. Ben always puts on his white noise machine. It's not even white noise. Actually, I don't like white noise. It's the white noise app and it's the air conditioning one. Like I like a really loud air conditioner, like I'm sleeping in a vent or something.
You need a hatch, honestly.
It drowns everything out. Like there are ways to either fix the snoring or fix your ability to hear it.
Do both.
Yeah. Now when we go to sleep, we have so many sound things on, like the big humidifier, Ben's thing. And honestly, I really like it.
That's great. Yeah, I've been using my Hatch, which I love, and I like to listen to the light rain.
Yeah.
They also have brown noise, because sometimes white noise can be like a chaotic. Lot. Brown noise is really nice. So incorporate all of these things into your life.
There are ways. This is not like a deal breaker. It's not the end of the world. You're not going to have to sleep in separate beds. Like millions of women sleep with men who are loud, and we're finding ways around it.
Also, maybe if you get a noise machine, your boyfriend will sleep deeper and he won't wake up in the middle of the night and be on his phone.
That too. And there are also things you can do in your everyday life, like snoring. You're not really supposed to snore. And Ben has lost a lot of weight. He's on Ozempic too. And he snores significant, I would say 70% less.
So take a shot and shoot up your boyfriend.
No, don't shoot, give your boyfriend Ozempic. But I'm saying like certain lifestyle changes can help snoring.
Yes.
Like Ben used to exclusively sleep on his back and that's when you snore. Now he sleeps on his side, sometimes his stomach, because he's just like smaller. So there are things you could do.
I think those are a lot of really helpful tools.
Yeah, I feel like I helped the third girl the most.
Yeah.
Like the pet girl, we were basically like figured out.
No.
And the girl with the photos, we actually gave good advice to.
Yeah, I think we helped everyone.
Yeah. I think we all got great advice.
I think we're all really helpful.
I think we're all pretty smartless.
I think we're all smartless.
So we're going to wrap this up. Tomorrow's episode, stay tuned. Who knows what will be up tomorrow? Oh, actually, I think I said Taylor Strecker. I have to text her and see if she's available. And then Friday, Jackson and Claude back together, but remote version, which is fabulous. Video and audio.
Remote studio, video
and audio.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for listening to the Toast of Millennium Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe to this video. Thumbs up. We're also available as podcasts. Every podcast we found, so it's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places where you listen to podcasts. Find us at Toast, five-star review about a beautiful setting and wickedly talented we are.
Love ya. Bye.